Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. This comes to you from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, where you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. And if you want to participate in the church, you want to be part of us, let us know. And we'll talk about that. We need people on our committees and everything else, so let us know. So it's kind of interesting. I was on vacation for a couple weeks, and I was actually back last week, but I did an extra week of shows so I could make sure that I'd be prepared when I started doing shows again. And then turns out last week you had all the big news. We talked yesterday about what happened in Memphis, and we talked about that in light of the fact how important it is for us to be people of prayer. I can't emphasize that enough. You can say, well, I believe in God. Well, the devil believes in God better than you do. And you can say, I'm trying to be good. Well, Aristotle would teach you the same thing, and Aristotle never met Jesus. What we need to be is people who recognize that we have to be in relationship with Christ. And that's important. And one of the things that I really struggle with is when people are teaching morality, which is important, but they don't teach prayer. And as I've said before, because I'm going to say it 1,001 times, there are certain things I say over and over again. And one of them is, it is part of Catholic teaching that you cannot live the morality of our faith if you do not pray. You cannot live the commandments if you don't pray, and you cannot live the morality of our faith if you don't pray. And prayer is essential. Now, one of the interesting things that happened last week was there was that what many people would consider earth-shaking. Now, let me explain something about that. First of all, this was an interview that came out in, of all organizations, the AP, which came out and said, do not use the before proper nouns, or before, what is it, general nouns. Do not use the. And they got all kinds of trouble because they said the before one nationality. And they said, well, we didn't mean that. And they just went down this. So anyway, but they are called the AP. Okay, so we're going to have fun with this. But anyway, they did an interview, and it reminded me of another interview I can talk to you about towards the end of the show. And they interviewed the Pope. And one of the things the Pope said was he was against the criminalization of homosexuality. Now, it's important to understand this. One of the most traditional bishops in the world, and actually is someone who is not a fan of Pope Francis at all, believes the same thing. He believes that putting people in jail, it doesn't do any good. As a matter of fact, he says everything gets worse for homosexuality or along those lines. So it's interesting. So they actually, who agree on not a lot of things, do agree on that. And one of the things he said, now that's what the AP covered. That's the focus. That was the whole thing. And it reminded me of, I told you I was going to talk about another interview. Back in the 70s, Elton John came out. And he came out in an interview with Rolling Stone. Well, he talked about a lot of things. I've never been a fan of Elton John, by the way. So I was in college radio at the time, and I obviously read the interview. But all the emphasis was on the fact that he came out. And it's like, you turn around and say this is no big thing, and then you make it a big thing. Well, the AP did something similar. They focused on him saying it should not be criminalized. Well, what he actually said is that it is a sin, and as a sin, so is lack of charity. That was which the AP wouldn't understand that. They just wouldn't understand what that means. And what he's really saying is that and this is an issue that we really have to lead people to understand what it means to be people of faith. One of the great issues that we deal with is we're teaching people right from wrong, but we're not teaching people how to come to know Christ. And really, our morality is based on doing what pleases Christ, not in what is right and wrong. There's a bit, it doesn't seem, on the surface, doesn't seem like there's much of a difference, but there's a big difference, which is why when we get it wrong and we say that our faith is all about doing what is right and wrong, you can have people like Daniel Dennett over at Tufts University who said, you don't have to believe in God to understand what is right and wrong. And to the most part, he is right. But if we go back to what the church actually teaches, which is what the Pope was actually getting into, was that we have to have a relationship with Christ in order to do what we're supposed to do, in order to follow Christian morality. It has to begin there. And that's really what he was alluding to. And it begins with living the commandments of love of God, love of neighbor. So that's important to know. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony, the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, here on WROL. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website. Check out the archives of the show. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out all kinds of things over there. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every single Sunday at St. Anthony in Alston, Massachusetts. So check that out. And you can also find our website, by the way, at stsaintanthonyalston.org, stanthonyalston.org. So we're talking about these words from the Pope, and what he's really saying is, and a lot of people say he's different than the others and the other popes, and he's coming from different... No, I can show you in Catholic teaching everything that he says is correct. And what he's really saying is that we need to be people who live the gospel. You have to be rooted in Christ to live the gospel. And therefore, we need to respond as Christ calls us to respond. And many people, including in the Catholic Church, who claim to have the so-called Orthodox line, are not doing that. You know, if you look at what the saints teach, they will teach many things, many powerful things. And first of all, most of the saints would say that they were the worst of all sinners, that they understood how much they relied upon their relationship with God. You know that powerful line from St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 12, that he had that thorn of Satan in his side, and he realized through weakness, power becomes perfection, that it was this weakness that was letting him understand that he had to rely on Christ, which allowed Christ to work more powerfully through him. And so one of the things that we have to understand is how we live our faith, and we can't turn around and say we are living our faith and not have a relationship with Christ, because then we're not. We're just following simple moral codes, which are important, but we have to be living our faith so that we can understand how to live those moral codes. Let me give you a great example. I think I brought this up before, but I like to bring it up a lot, and that is that St. John Vianney, Very powerful saint from France, from Ars, France. A very powerful saint. And he taught that the worst of all sins, at least one of the worst, and I think he considered really the worst of all sins, was the sin of detraction. And what is that? It's saying something bad about another person, even if it's true. Well, look at how common detraction is today. And look at how common detraction is today among people who call themselves Orthodox. In the Orthodox and Catholic term does not mean Orthodox Christians. It means what the literal Greek means, right teaching. People say they follow right teaching, but they practice the sin of detraction. And that's just plain wrong. That's just plain sinful. And according to St. John Vianney, that's just plain evil. Why do they do that? Because they don't develop their relationship with Christ. That's, and so they follow moral codes. And what the Pope is saying is what we first have to do is make sure we're living moral codes in relationship with Christ. And that's first. So before you start pointing at some other person saying, they're all sinners, make sure that you are following Christ. And the way you follow Christ is be humble before him, as we saw that Sunday in the homily, in the gospel and the homily. Be humble before him and seek to do his will. And when we are doing his will, then we understand how to look upon others. And that's basically where he's coming from. Unless the reporter from the AP understands that whole dynamic, they're not going to fully understand his words. We're going to have Alfred Mara tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.